a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one ohm at a time. And here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to share, challenge. We try to bring on the most interesting guest to share something to help you step outside the box, perhaps get a new truth realized in your life, or just expand, or plain be part of the conversation. Sometimes it's all about just being part of the conversation. And we invite you to be part of the conversation here on the Dr. Kevin Show by dialing in at 202-570-7057. That is 202-570-7057. So at any point, if you have a question for either of our guests or myself, you are welcome to call in, or you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. When you get there, make sure you like the page. I'm a likable guy. Really, I am. And once you've done that, you can post your comment. We'll bring it on the show, and you can still be heard that. The only thing we ask is that people stay respectful. And we did, we kind of tap danced that in last week's show a little bit. There was a little almost disrespect going on between one of the callers and the guest. So we do ask that you keep it respectful and know that people think or see the world differently than you do, and they have every much right as you do to see it that way. As always on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to start by sharing my hot topic. To any of my new listeners, my hot topic is something that either warms the cockles of my heart or gets me hot under the collar. So this one has a little bit of both, and once we have gone into it, we are going to invite our guest. Tonight we have two guests, which is unusual for the Dr. Kevin Show. We're going to have two guests weighing in on what they think about tonight's hot topic. And then after we take them off that hot seat, we're going to put them on the traditional, let's take you through the Dr. Kevin Paces hot seat. So this is actually something that happened a little earlier this month. And it was a decision made by New Hampshire. For those of you who don't know, I currently reside in New Hampshire, and stuff like this, that the New Hampshire's highest court rules that the city ordinance on toplessness does not discriminate. Now, as many of you who are my regular listeners may remember, we not too long ago had a clothing optional expert on our show to talk about the health benefits of nudity. And, you know, that a lot of times clothes is about, you know, that can actually be a way in which we are, you know, body shaming and doing different things. And so a lot of different values. The hot topic goes both ways for me. On one way, and I'm going to do the hot under the collar so I can enter, so I can answer with the warm and fuzzy. But the hot under the collar part of this story is when our primary male-ruled things like the highest Supreme Court in New Hampshire, which is predominantly, if not all, male, and we still have predominantly, predominant male in the making of the laws and stuff like that. When are they going to stop punishing women because they're cads? Because they can't take the excitement that a woman might not cover up her boobies. It is so disgusting that women have a double standard and there's such a refusal to see it and is so disrespectful to women. It is so disrespectful that somehow that they think that, I don't know, that the men in the world can't help but objectifying and it's beyond their control. It falls into that same stupid category out there of, well, if a woman was dressed provocatively, then she deserved to be raped. When are we going to leave this insanity behind? When are we going to recognize that, you know what? people get to wear what and what they do or do not want to wear. It does not give anybody else permission to oogle, stare, to objectify, to call a crisis, to get all up in their religious, cross up their backsides about, oh, well, you know, that's indecent. You know, the people that are screaming indecent the loudest at every moment are peeping Toms trying to get a cop a feel or look at a good set of breasts. And they're the ones that are making the laws and given the power to say that we should continue to objectify women and refer to them as sexualized objects instead of beautiful, individual, unique human beings. And if they don't want to wear a top at the beach, they shouldn't have to. Men don't have to. Why do women have to? And why do we take something that is natural and beautiful and make it ugly? And then 9 times out of 10, try to pull out the old, you know, Christian label as the justifier of that behavior instead of just looking at it what it is. Our country still, for the most part, is being run by a bunch of old white perverts that have no self-control, no recognition of women as equal, and play it out by doing stupid things like upholding this ordinance. And 3 women got arrested. And now the warm and fuzzy is 3 women got arrested because they said, I'm going to do it anywhere. And I would like to have a national Bear Your Breast Day through all of New Hampshire where they all walk out. And when they run out of jails to throw them in, maybe they'll start to stop and think. Maybe, just maybe, we're hypocrites. Oh, somebody who is religious and hypocritical. Oh, well, now there is a brand new concept that's never been thought of before. Yeah, right. So now let's introduce today's guest, provided they haven't hung up, which they might have after that. we have tonight Nevin Eckert, which I did not find out how to pronounce his name before I went on air, so I might have done the Dr. Kevin blow it. But he can correct me. I don't get it. I don't get my feelings hurt. So
you,
please feel free
to correct
me if I botched it. And Dr. Carly Newday. Dr. Carly is an author. I just received her book in the mail today. It showed up yesterday. I'm not that fast a reader, so I can't pretend I've read it yet. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to. And they are here to talk about the world of science, spirituality, and water. The quality of water we drink and how it affects our optimal health. I do have on facebook.com/mydrkevin. I do have how to get in touch with both guests, how to actually get Dr. Carly's book and the link to that. And we're going to go ahead and welcome our guests and see what they think about the lunatic ravings of Dr. Kevin tonight. Dr. Carly, Nevin, who would like to take the first shot?
I'm going to start out, Dr. Kevin. Yeah. Yay. Thank you. I'm going to listen to last week's show. It sounds amazing. And thank you for that opening about last week's show. It's a crazy world we live in on so many levels. And, our world is in a multitude of health crises on all levels. Emotional health, psychological health, physical health, on all levels, there's crises everywhere. And the same thing can be said for our home, the planet, Mother Earth, and all of her crises. And really, we're here today, Dr. Kevin, to call out the load of crap of water being an inanimate object, scientifically described as just H2O. Water is so much more than that. Water is a sacred living substance. And all life, we know, is sacred. So therefore, water is sacred as well. And coming outside the box, we'd like to correlate the health of the planet to the health of humanity. And so, try to,
first of all,
go ahead.
Nevin, I'm going to interrupt you for a second.
Yeah,
for a couple of reasons. The first one is, sometimes I have guests and I send these packets out and I tell you, be prepared that I'm going to ask these questions and we're going to go over this for the show. And then I ask the questions and they go, oh, that's a great question. I have no answer to it. That was such a great question. And I have to go, you didn't read the material, did you? Bad guest, because I try to prepare people. On the other hand, I'm going to be spending this whole hour asking those questions at appropriate times. And so I want to reward and thank you so much for the fact that you really did your due diligence. You read it out. But really, in this moment, in this segment, at this time, I want to hear what you and Dr. Carly think about what I just talked about and nothing else, because we have the whole rest of the show that we're going to get there.
Okay.
The other thing I like to warn all of my guests, and it's always difficult when we have two guests, is if you say too many words too long without a breath and put in too many different ideas that are somewhat disparate along the way, the listener starts to fall asleep and tune out and they don't hear you anymore. So make sure you leave time for me to interrupt you and ask questions.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, Nevin.
Thank you, Dr. Kevin.
Dr. Carly, so what do you think about this? What do you think about this whole thing of they still refuse to let women be topless?
You know, I think that our culture is sick in many ways, as Nevin mentioned, from the physical to the spiritual. So, you know, we have a problem with objectifying women that has occurred in a variety of cultures throughout the world and throughout antiquity in human history. There has been in patriarchal dominated societies, there has been this tendency towards objectifying women. Now, this doesn't happen in all cultures. So I really feel like it's a symptom of a greater problem. And one that I hope is being rectified. You know, the Me Too movement has played a huge role in helping move the focus from teaching women not to be raped to teaching our boys not to rape women. So there's a difference between telling women to be safe and telling men to not rape. And I pray that we continue to move in a better direction.
Yeah, and I think that it's very important. You know, I think it's time that we recognize that you know, maybe Eve was as much of a hero as Adam, and maybe Adam was as much of a villain as Eve. And maybe we need to stop trying to make everything black and white. And, then make sure we create an illusion we call reality that will fit all of that black and white thought process. A thought process which applies to water. And I do want to say that I do want to mention that Dr. Carly Newday's book is called Water Codes, The Science of Health, Consciousness, and Enlightenment. And again, there's more about the book on our My Dr. Kevin Facebook page. So, good. So I just both wanted you to weigh in, because that's what I do with my guests. I put out the hot topic, and I always make sure they weigh in. My listeners like to get a feeling of how people think and things like this. I'm going to throw both of you for just a little bit of a loop. I'm not going to start by asking you to take water outside the box. We'll get there. But, you know, Nevin actually sent me a couple of gallons of the water. And as I've been thinking about this, and I'm somebody who is familiar with messages from water and the spirituality of water, and I do want you to share all of those things. What I would like to ask one or both of you to comment on is, if I, in drinking that 2 gallons of water, and you're going to talk about the water and the consciousness and things like this, are there things that I or my guest could be aware of as a shift or change in within 2 gallons of water? Is there a feeling, a difference? Is there anything that would show up? What would happen? What could I look for that might be different after taking in 2 gallons of the water that you sent me? And we'll get into what that water was, But what could I expect for a difference? Would I feel a difference, or is just a difference happening?
Nevin, I'm not sure if you want to weigh in, but I'll just jump in for a moment. I think that that experience certainly is going to depend on your level of sensitivity, right? So some people are really aware to subtle changes in their body, whereas some other people might not notice so much. You know, certainly if you're taking a mindful approach to how you feel, or changes in your mood, temperament, energy levels, sleep patterns, you know, signs of slightly increased detox reactions, those types of things are typically what people will notice. You can absolutely notice major changes in your cognitive function, again, mood, sleep, et cetera, simply based on your level of cellular hydration. So small changes in our level of hydration in our body result in big changes in how we feel and our normal thought processing. So certainly there's changes that you could notice in those things I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay.
People often express to me how in their daily drinking of water, they still feel thirsty. You know, they drink 8 glasses of water and they're still thirsty. Whereas with this water, it has a deeper, more satisfying, thirst-quenching experience for people. And something I should have suggested for you, Dr. Kevin, was to have done a comparison with the water that you normally drink on a daily basis compared to this water. And it's often fun to do a little blind test with people, too, and just see if they can tell the difference, not knowing which water is which.
That's a really good point. Certainly, our body recognizes the difference between quantity and quality. It requires quality, not quantity. So people will continue to feel thirsty even after they've had a drink, or they misinterpret signs of thirst as being signs of hunger. Whereas when you're really drinking water that properly hydrates you and that provides what your body requires for quality, you don't need as much consumption.
So I get the hydrating piece, and that is the sound of our first break. We will be right back with Nevin Eckert and Dr. Carly Newday talking about the spirituality, science, and health benefits and consciousness of water here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. Tonight on the Dr. Kevin Show, we have Nevin Eckert, and we have Dr. Carly Newday, and she is the author of the book Water Codes, The Science of Health, Consciousness, and Enlightenment. You can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin and see more information about both of those individuals and how to order the book from Amazon if you're interested. We put a nice, easy click-on code so you can have a little piece of Dr. Carly in your home and your bookshelf as well. And if you'd like to be part of this conversation, ask questions. You can post on Facebook your questions or call in 202-570-7057. So are you still both there? Did I scare you away?
No, we're here.
Still here.
Good. Okay. So let's start moving into how do we want to take our listeners outside the box around the idea of water.
The idea of water being a living substance, Dr. Kevin, is where we want to take the listeners.
Do you think people don't
see water as a living substance? I'm just curious.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. No, please. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Right. Well, and I think there's levels of understanding. So some people, you know, certainly grasp that water is vital to life, you know, that it is the substance through which all things can live. That being said, I think there's a distinction between recognizing water is important to life and then recognizing it itself as a living thing. So imparting to it that it's a living thing with consciousness, with intelligence, I think is something that most people don't subscribe to. And largely because they're just unaware of the science that supports that or even unaware of our ancestral history with that understanding of water as a living thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's in almost all spiritualities, there is always some kind of sacred water ceremonies or recognition or something that, you know, some of them have got kind of like buffed and pushed around. But I think right back to the beginning of recorded history, we've always seen water as somehow, at least in almost if not all, some version of water being sacred, certainly in all of the major religions I know, that there's at least a sacredness to water, perhaps not a consciousness,
absolutely,
but a sacredness.
A huge sacredness and a distinction between living water and other waters. So there was a specifically moving water that needed to be used in certain rituals or water that had to be blessed or prayed upon before being invoked in certain, again, rituals or religious practice. So there's not only this recognition of the sacred aspect, and we see that in every religion. As you said, you know, Jesus refers to himself and God is referred to in the Christian Bible as the fountain of living waters. In the Quran, we have God's throne rises over the waters. In the Vedic traditions, God itself is living in the water. In the midst of the waters moves the Lord, surveying men's truth and men's lies. So we see a lot of historical understanding. And of course, now we have a lot of science that supports water's ability to hold information or respond to consciousness and actually change the way its hydrogen and oxygen is arranged, which has a huge impact on the properties of water and what it does. So its connection to cleanliness and purity and heaven is unmatched. You know, we've endowed water with certain sacred qualities, but I think many people have moved away from that. And even if they still accept that, there's a certain practice in our life that doesn't reflect that knowledge or that relationship. You know, we drink a severely contaminated water. We're in a critical contamination crisis. Our water's really sick. And certainly if we all approached it as a sacred living thing, we wouldn't be in this situation in our society and our culture.
Yes.
Nevin, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
I would like to add to that. You know, also looking at indigenous cultures and how they revered water and how they understood that their daily drinking water was often only taken from certain springs. And they would often travel great distances and had very elaborate woven containers. I was just recently visiting the Ute Indian Reservation Museum here locally in Colorado, and they have these magnificent woven baskets that were made waterproof with pine sap. So they'd use these amazing containers and take them to the special springs because they knew that that water from that specific spring had more of a life force to it. And, you know, from a health perspective, we need to look at our body and its nourishment both physically and energetically. What are we doing and what means are we nourishing ourselves on an energetic level? And in what ways are we contaminating ourselves on an energetic level?
Okay. So you want, or your desire, I guess is the best way to say it, would be to invite people to examine how they may act or interact differently if they were to assign consciousness to their water and to engage in it as they would engage with anything that is living.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a very dramatic shift in perspective and approach. I think that it would cause us to objectify it less, appreciate it more, and then really take into account what we're doing in it and what we're doing to it, what we're putting in it. You know, the water that we drink, whether that's a quality water and a life-sustaining water or whether it's dead, those are two completely different things, living water and dead water. And scientifically, there is a difference, and it's called structured water and bulk water. So one is going to support our physical cells and our physical body and our energetic self as well through that spiritual connection and its connection to the divine and consciousness. And the other does not sustain us and does not hydrate us and in fact contributes to ill health and disease. There is a dramatic shift in perspective that's necessary. If people really realized that water is the bridge that connects all living things and is that connecting force in the mind-body-spirit connection, that it's actually what connects it all together, manifests the spirit into matter, manifests energetic information at the physical level, how they treat it would dramatically change.
Well, it's very interesting. I am a long-standing Trekkie, and I thought of actually this interview and both of you because I was just catching an old Star Trek of Next Generation the other day, and the thing that stood out that made me think of you was that the aliens that they came across had referred to the crew of the Enterprise, Captain Picard and the crew, I think I'm referring to them as ugly bags of water because that's how they saw them.
Well, that's not too far off. I mean, certainly ugly is a matter of opinion, but bags of water, you know, we Saul Williams, I'm sorry, the poet, has a wonderful quote. We stand as the equivalent of three buckets of water and a handful of minerals. And essentially, that's what we are. By count, because water molecules are so small and there's so many of them, by count, we are over 99% water. That description is not too far off.
Well, yeah, and I know it's not. And the funny thing is that with the way that we toxify our body, our mind, our heart, our soul, with the amount of negativity that seems to be present in the world today, with the horrible things we've done to Mother Earth, I go back and I laugh at that comment because I wonder if an alien race who could see whether the water was beautiful and sparkling and clean that was making up us, if we would have been beautiful bags of water, and maybe we were ugly bags of water because so much of the water that we have within us was so contaminated. What's my thought process?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're going to move on to the next question, which is, where do you want to take my listeners behind the curtain? Which means something, usually it means something that has been intentionally misrepresented about the subject you want to talk about, that you would like to shoot straight, give the real deal to my listeners. What would that be?
Absolutely. No, today I would like to explore the myth behind alkaline water. And that's something that's become a really a buzz and a hip new craze. And everybody into health is thinking about the body's alkalinity and this alkaline water. So let's dive into that one, huh, Carly?
Yeah, that sounds great. That's a huge problem in the market where people have been severely misled. At a danger to their own health.
So do you want to comment on that more in more depth?
Then? Yeah, absolutely.
To talk about it.
Absolutely.
What's that? I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
It's one of these areas where it's where conventional health has hidden itself as a wolf in sheep's clothing. Okay, so conventional medicine has slipped into the holistic world by taking a technology, a therapeutic healing device, and with hype and misinformation, led people to believe that this is a holistic and all natural way of approaching their personal health and the water that they drink on a daily basis. And what I'm getting at specifically is a technology that was developed in Asia about 30 years ago that utilizes electrolysis to split the water molecule. It's commonly known as a micro water. They go as far as to say that it's a structured water, which it is not. It's actually a destructured water. It's a dead water. And I'll let you jump in there, Carly.
Yeah. So the thing with high alkaline waters, we've got, like Nevin's talking about, it's a process, usually using electrolysis. You know, when you go to the store and you see this alkaline water on the shelf or you see the machines that they sell, they're using electrolysis to temporarily free up hydrogen and raise the pH of the water. This is bad for so many reasons, Dr. Kevin. One, it does rip apart the structure. So water is ideally living water, has a structure to it. It has a form. Its hydrogen and oxygen are arranged in very specific patterns, which our body needs in order to maintain cellular integrity and perform virtually every reaction in the body. What the electrolysis systems do, like the Kangen machines and some of the other ionization systems, is they're ripping apart that structure with electricity, and they are temporarily freeing up hydrogen, temporarily raising the pH, and marketing that as a healthful drink. So there is a myth floating around that cancer can't thrive in an alkaline environment, which is seriously misleading. Cancer cannot thrive in a high alkaline environment, and neither can any of our other cells. So that's kind of a ridiculous point to make. Our body does need to be, in general, slightly alkaline in order for its functions to work. And our body works really hard to keep different systems at a different pH, whatever pH needs that it has. And it has many redundant systems in place to keep that pH exactly where it's supposed to be. So, for example, Dr. Kevin, our pH of our gastric acid in our stomach is about 3, somewhere 3.5 and under. So when we drink a high alkaline water, we're raising the pH of our stomach. And our stomach has systems. It starts pumping in hydrochloric acid because it needs that acidic environment in order to reduce bacterial growth, sterilize our foods, have proper digestion. It's critical. So it goes through these systems in order to try to check and balance that high pH, that artificially high pH we're drinking. Now, certainly there are some alkaline springs. Those have their pH raised because of mineral content, and that's separate than what Nevin and I are talking about with the technology and the bottled alkaline water or the systems that are being sold in the marketplace today. So it ends up with a high alkaline urine, where you've got greater bacterial growth in your bladder and your urinary tract system. These systems that your body uses to try to combat this artificially high pH eventually become really taxed. So over time, any short-term benefits that one might think that they're getting, which really are a result of drinking more water, not because of a high pH water, over time those become really damaging, and those benefits fall away, and we see a lot of disease result. Kidney problems, bladder and UTI problems. There's serious issues that happen. So, you know, we've got people spending thousands of dollars or $3 a bottle at the store for these high alkaline ionized water that is really destructive. And it's unfortunate.
Well, I know that at any minute we're going to hear the music for the next break, and once it starts, I have no control over it. But I would like to... Oh, and there it comes. I hear it. We will be right back and talk about the consciousness health and insights around water with Dr. Carly Newday and Nevin Eckert.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras. A new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
911,
what is your emergency? 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we are here talking today about the consciousness, the health, and the enlightenment of the science of water with the author of Water Codes, Dr. Carly Newday, and also Nevin Eckert, who has his own journey with water. He is not one of the ugly bags of water, but one of the beautiful bags of water. Right, Nevin?
Yes. Thank you.
You can be
Thank
part of this Dr. conversation Kevin. By calling in at 202-570-7057, or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. You can type in questions. And if you are hearing this on a replay, if this is not between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday night, you're hearing a replay. You can still type your questions in, and I will either answer them or I will make sure that I get them to tonight's guest, who will happily respond and answer them on the Facebook page. Won't you guys?
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see? Okay. So one of the things I wanted to comment is I always have this curiosity, and, you know, the New Age spiritual community can have as many scam artists or self-delusional people as any group of people, from scientists to religious to corporate, whatever. We never know whether they're lying to us intentionally or they're lying to themselves so they can tell it to us as truth. These people selling alkaline water may truly believe what they're saying. They may not have looked right. deeply into it. But one thing that always sets off an alarm with me is that, you know, nature, spirit, God, goddess, Ali, Buddha, Mother Earth, all things good and light, that created water perfectly. And when we start messing around with the molecular structure of it, we just ain't that smart. We're going to screw something up.
No. That's a great place for me to jump in here, Dr. Kevin. You know, we need to look at Mother Nature and see how she does things and copy that. One of my teachers, Victor Schauberger, he lived from 1885 to 1958. He was known as the Water Wizard. And his motto was to comprehend and copy nature. You never think that we were above or that we could do better than Mother Nature. And really, that's kind of what's happening with these alkaline water machines. You know, think about what happens. This is a dramatic metaphor here, but think about what happens to someone that sits on an electric chair. That's what these
Their
machines
hair curls?
Are doing. Among other things. But that's what these machines are doing to the water. And Victor Schauberger would say that this is an adulteration of water.
Yeah. So I like to go back to, I agree with that. Totally. Let's check out how Mother Nature did it. And then if we're going to try to replicate it, let's make it as close as possible. And let's not think that we're going to improve perfection. You know, so if we kind of stay in that mindset. So we're going into the last segment of the show, which is the what load of crap do you want to expose to my listeners? Something that will help them grow, expand, perhaps see the world differently or things like this. Before that launches, though, I'm going to go back to the conversation from our first segment, which is when I asked you about, you know, how much would I feel would, like, you sent me 2 gallons. If I did the 2 gallons over 2 days or and interspersed it with the water I normally drink, which is a kind of filtered water, would I be able to come back on this show and say, these are the differences. 2 gallons of water and it made this difference. Or would 2 gallons kind of not really, I'm trying to get an understanding here. Because like you sent me 2 gallons,
yes.
What would I come back on the show and say if I had drank in those 2 gallons yesterday? What would I be saying today? What might you might expect
you know,
me to say
if you're a really sensitive individual, and this is going to vary from person to person, Dr. Kevin, it's not going to be the same with everyone. One thing you may notice is that you feel more hydrated. You're not thirsty. Another thing that you may have noticed is that your cognitive functions are working better. You're feeling a little sharper. You're remembering things. You're able to grasp things from your memory easier. Other things you may notice are a lessening of aches and pains. Another thing that you may have noticed is your body may had triggered a detox. Okay, so for some individuals, it actually may have created a headache because their body was so toxic and this water caused them to release toxins, creating a headache or some nausea even.
So let me tell you guys what I'm thinking. Oh, Carly, did you want to weigh in before I come
just to a little bit. I think the major way that you would feel today if you'd finished the water yesterday was that you wish you hadn't run out and that you wish you had more because the difference between say that water that you got from Nevin and the water that you're normally drinking, it might be filtered. Really, that doesn't do much anymore. Our level of contamination is off the charts, and the majority of purification systems don't work or perform to their standards. They're not built for real world conditions. Their testing doesn't have to be in real world conditions. And so no matter what kind of filter you have, unless it's creating a hospital grade purity that you're then re-adding broad spectrum minerals to, you're not getting good water. So for me, the load of crap is that most Americans will spend their entire life without access to a quality water, which is what you have in those gallons right there.
So I'm going to actually stick with having you guys highlight this a little bit more because I'm going to tell you what I did. Nevin sent me the first gallon in the middle of an extremely hectic time period. And I said, I want to be present when I drink this water. So I was like, I want to be present. I want to say, does it actually taste different? Does it do this? But I had a lot of things going on that were zipping me in and out of my house, my life, and where I live. And anyways, doesn't make any difference. Nevin understands this. He had a number of crises hit him a couple of months ago, so he knows what happens when the world decides to.
I think we can all relate. Yes.
Spin on an angle. And then Nevin sent me a second one. And when I got the second one, I said, I haven't opened the first one yet. And so I sat those 2 gallons side by side. And my thought process was that I was going to wait till after this interview. And then in about a month or 2 months, depending on what the schedule is like, I wanted to have you tell me the best way to drink the water and what I would experience. And I'm somebody who tends to be sensitive to these things because I do energy work and I've worked in this in the field. You know, I'm in.
You've cultivated some mindfulness
in mindfulness as a spiritual coach, counselor, and catalyst. So I was like, and then have you guys come back on and talk about my experience and talk about some of the more things that I knew we wouldn't get to in this thing. So I could say, okay, I drank the 2 gallons of water. This was my experience. You guys up for that? You think that 2 gallons, if I drank it and you're going to tell me how you want me to drink it, that I would have some kind of reportable experience?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think what I'd like to do is send you one more gallon, Dr. Kevin, and do a 3-day on this water and then 3 days not on it.
Yeah.
So.
And I would ask that you not just look for things that you're feeling while you're drinking it, but also changes in your body response when you're done and you have to go back to the water that you were drinking before.
So I think
that's
what
people really notice.
when we find a joint date, this is not something I do normally. I have lots of people that want me to try lots of things and things like that, and it's kind of like, okay, well, I've lived through a lot of miracle products in my day, but I do not doubt the importance of good water, especially since we are water. Since I teach all my students that, you know, like when you do psychic work, you need to drink more water because psychic and spiritual intuitive messages, you know, go through our neuro system, our neurological system, and those impulses are riding on the water that are keeping those neurological systems functioning. And so you're going to get dehydrated. And, you know, so what I'm going to do is I have certain events that I do where, like, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I did like 20 psychic sessions back to back without a break. The only thing going on those during that time was me drinking water to keep hydrated. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and send that third gallon, Nevin. I'm going to do 3 days, and I'm going to make sure that the 3 days, one of those days is going to be one of my event days where I'm really being pushed to the max, because that's where I will most notice the difference. What do you guys think?
Wonderful.
Okay.
Perfect.
Go ahead. What are you going to say, Nevin?
Perfect. That's wonderful. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yep. That sounds great.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. So then my listeners, so then when we figure out what the date is, because I book a couple of months in advance, so I have to see kind of what the next date is I can get you on. But what I'll do is I will do that. I will do the experiment, and I'll make sure, because my events usually tend to be on the weekend, so I maybe will do it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then I'll be off it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll have the radio show on Thursday. So I'll have had 3 days on over a high need time, 3 days off, and I'm going to share with my listeners, and you're going to explain more of, you know, maybe why or what I felt or didn't feel, how that does that. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit before we do run out of time. Let's skip the little load of crap part of this and tell me more about what is this water you sent me, besides the fact that I was very, very noticeable that you made sure you sent it in a glass jug, which in of itself told me that you knew something about water and you had a respect for water because you did not ship it to me in a plastic jug.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well,
so tell me about this water.
It's a man-made spring water. So I've taken ordinary tap water and I've purified and transformed it and enhanced it into a medicinal spring water quality is what I've done. So we're going beyond your normal thinking of water just needing to be purified and looking at water as our food. You know, we want our food to be clean and nutrient dense and full of life. Well, it's the same with the water that we drink. So therefore, inherently, a spring water is a full, rich, mature, ripe food to nourish us, just like the amazing veggies we get at the local farmers market.
Right, right. And it's also, Nevin, if I believe I'm correct here in saying that it's a hospital-grade purification system that you are
it's
using.
It's actually a laboratory. It actually surpasses the purity of water that you would find at a hospital. This starts with a laboratory-grade purity of water. And I like to refer to it as a reborn water or an immature water or a baby water. So the next step is for that water to be ripened and matured and grown into something that's full of life physically and energetically.
Right. And that would be the remineralization, which has a strong impact on the structure. I think that's the connection between that maturity and richness and living water.
So, well, first of all, please don't tell me part of this process is that you're going to ask me to be born again. Just please.
Not at all.
That is not not a requirement.
The water can get born again. I'm fine the way I am. Thank you very much.
right. What we're looking for is something that we're looking for something that's going to maintain and nourish your cells, right? So you are you, and this would support the best version of you, the best feeling, the best healthy, the most cognitive, the best functioning version of you. So the only thing that we're trying to change is our level of toxicity. Our water is our greatest source of toxic exposure. So what Nevin's offering people is a way to eliminate that from their lives and actually create this quality, rich, mature living water at home.
So if I said I absolutely fell in love with this water, and would the next step be that somehow I'm introduced to the system of how I make this water on my own? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I don't get involved. When I do my shows, I try to come in as ignorant as possible so I can ask the questions that my listeners would ask that didn't go through tons of sales materials or stuff like that. So I won't even touch that stuff. You sent it, that's fine, but I don't touch it because I need to be the questioner for my listeners, and they didn't have access to any of that. Thank you for coming. I'm going to be in touch with you, Nevin. I'm going to use you as my point person if that's okay. We'll get you set up for another date.
Thank you,
Dr. Kevin.
We're going
to take this water out for a ride and see what splashes out of the journey here on the Dr. Kevin Show. Thank you very much.